Hello, this is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily, at least twice daily, Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app and 12 ounce radio. Welcome to an NFL Blitz divisional round review with Ashley Baker. All right, Ashley, Hey, I got the Kleenex box ready. I see that most of the Kleenex are gone, but we'll touch on that in just a few seconds. All right, Saturday. Let's begin Saturday. Kansas City, snowstorm. It's like playing in Canada, defeating Indianapolis 31-13. Sort of everybody had thoughts that Andrew Luck's going to do amazing. What is Pat Mahomes? Well, Pat Mahomes showed that he's Pat Mahomes. He's taking over for guys like, you know, who's our fading quarterbacks. Kansas City, number one seed. This is the first time ever that they will host an AFC championship game.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I know the city of Kansas City is really excited. And like you said, Joe, you know, Pat Mahomes, man, you really can't say enough about him. Kansas City did what I thought Kansas City would do, at home in that stadium, with such a great quarterback and such a great coach in Andy Reid. So they did pretty good. They did amazing.
All right. So now the second game on Saturday. The LA.
We're not gonna talk about the Chiefs a little bit longer. Look.
All right. Do you want to talk about the Chiefs? Okay. You want to talk about it with.
Let's slow walk the Dallas game, Joe. You're trying to put me in a heartbreak so quick, man.
All right. I'll slow walk. Let's talk more about the Kansas City Chiefs, the team who won. Who won their game as opposed to Dallas, who lost their game. The Kansas City Chiefs, who scored 31 points, but Dallas scored 22 points. You're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, who have a great quarterback, probably the MVP of the league, Pat Mahomes, instead of Dak Prescott. Let's get to the Dallas Cowboy game. Here, I'm not going to throw you under the bus all the time. The Rams beating the Cowboys 30-22. But let me talk about this. Like, I'm not a Dallas fan, but look, I went on Twitter and go to Terrell Owens. Did you see Terrell Owens, what he said?
I did.
It's about
absolutely right.
Okay, so I'll just say what he said, and then you give me your thoughts. You're a huge Cowboy fan. He said Jason Garrett is not a coach. He shouldn't be extended. He said even though Dallas was winning the game, they're still, you know, Jason Garrett there. He's the coach. He's going to find a way to lose the game and all that. So you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. Take us through what went right and what went wrong. And do you agree with Terrell Owens?
Okay. So
here's the Kleenex box.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I can say that Dak. Definitely, Dak did not have an awful game. You know, Dak really tried to be the winner to the very end. But it's not really much that I can talk about that went right. So I'm going to immediately jump into what went wrong, because I can give you a list. And we probably don't even have enough time, Joe, for me to give you the list as to what went wrong. First things first is that defense was atrocious. Very, very disappointed. I went into that game thinking that was the last thing that we would have to worry about, was the defense being that bad. I really didn't expect it. Chris Richard did not have them prepared. He alludes to that in his press conference. I think another contributing factor is, as bad as the defense was, I have to put some ownership on the offense. The Dallas Cowboys, I have said it before on this show, the Dallas Cowboys up until yesterday were either 7, I think they were 7-0 whenever Ezekiel Elliott touches the ball more than 30 times. He touched the ball 20 times yesterday. that's a recipe for disaster when you do not get Ezekiel Elliott involved. If they are stopping him in the backfield, it is okay. Open up the mid-range game. You got to get him involved. You have to get him involved. They did not do that. The defense was awful. The play calling was predictable. Jason Garrett was completely outcoached by Sean McVay. What I had suspicions would happen. I just thought that maybe the play of the players would gloss over that and possibly with a win. And I 100% agree with Terrell Owens. There is time for a coaching change. And if Jerry Jones is not going to give Jason Garrett the boot, then it needs to be Scott Linehan hand. Something has got to give. Something has got to change. They're too predictable. They need to take a page out of the Rams' book and hire a McVay-like-minded coach because he completely destroyed us yesterday. He was genius. I literally couldn't be too mad, Joe, because he was genius. While we thought that they were going to just – I mean, their defense definitely held the run game in check, but he was just so fixated on making sure that their run game did its job. And I tip my hats off to him. Dallas has to get it together. It was painful to watch.
A little side note here. Prescott was 20 of 32 for 266 yards. Ezekiel Elliott touched the ball 20 times for 47 yards. But listen to this. Goff, the winning quarterback, was 15 of 28 for 186 yards. C.J. Anderson carried the ball 23 times for 123. And Troy Gurley, 16 times for 115. That is already, if I use Canadian math even, because American math is a little bit higher, Canadian, that's over 200 yards with two running backs. And the last play of the game, why, and he mentioned it, I think Terrell Owens mentioned it, Van Der Esch, why wasn't he in, and Sean Lee, who was maybe three plays in the game he was in. So, like, as a Cowboy fan, which you are, I don't think, like, let's face it, the Rams had an amazing year. They should be in the NFC Championship game. Dallas, a lot of people thought they're going to lose to Seattle last week, so I don't know if I should say kudos because you're a Dallas fan. A loss is a loss, especially it's worse in the playoff time, but let's get to Sunday action. See, I didn't throw you that hard, okay?
So, it wasn't that bad. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, talk about a drill here. I said this in our preview. New England, if they score the first drive, New England's going to kill them. Did I not say that? They are 18-0 on the playoffs if they score in their first drive at home. What happens? Not only do they score the first drive, not only do they score the second, third, fourth, at halftime, you could have switched the channel. You could have been doing laundry. You could have been having snowball fights with your kids. Hint, hint. They were leading 35-7, winning 41-28, but it wasn't even that close.
Yes. Let me just say this. I did happen to doze off in the first half of this game. I did not watch the entire half. I actually went out. There's a huge, huge snowstorm happening here in D.C. and, like, Maryland and the Baltimore area. So I went out early with my kids and played in the snow, you know, with the intentions of being done with them, coming in, watching the game, and I ended up falling asleep. And when I happened to open my eyes, the Patriots were up 35-7. And I did not think it would be that much of a slaughter. I mean, I called New England winning. I don't remember my actual I think I maybe said like 26-22 or something like that. I definitely didn't expect New England to just slaughter them the way that they did. But, you know, Tom Brady's a machine, man. And, you know, we talk all year about the downfalls that they may have. And yet again, here they are, Tom Brady advancing to his eighth NFC championship and AFC championship, my apologies, in a row. He's GOAT. He's a GOAT status, man. And that Patriots team is, I was really surprised by the Chargers today, really.
All right, let's get the last game of the weekend was the best game of the weekend. New Orleans 20, Philadelphia 14, but that's not the story. Philadelphia going up 14-0 in the first quarter, and people were saying, Nick Foles in Philadelphia has that magic again. Has that magic again. They're going to be in the NFC Championship game. No. Well, New Orleans scoring 20 straight points. And we have the in the conference finals, we have 1 versus 2 versus 1 versus 2. Simply a real, real good test for all these teams. All right. So what did you think of the final game on Sunday?
Well, like you said, initially when Philadelphia went up 14-0, we all thought the same thing. Here they go again. Foles is making magic. Here they go again. But credit that defensive staff and the defense of the Saints, because literally, as we know, clearly, no points were allowed the rest of the game. So you got to credit that defense for making the adjustments and getting it together. Nick Foles struggled that second half from what I saw. He really struggled. A lot of the game he struggled. He went for 2 interceptions, only threw 1 touchdown. He did have 201 yards, but you can tell he looked a bit different. I say, and last week I was all for the Eagles winning so that Dallas didn't have to go into the dome. That dome is a huge issue. I have been stressing it the entire week that being down in that dome, as loud as it can get, can throw you off of your mojo. I don't care who you are. It can throw you off, and I think that that's what happened with the Eagles today. And, Drew Brees is heading to the NFC Championship, something that he was denied last year. I said it, that I didn't think that they were going to allow that to happen this year because the Vikings snatched it from them last year. So kudos to them. And like you said, both conferences will be featuring the first and second seeds. That's really how it's supposed to be anyway. So I'm looking forward to the matches.
All right. So first game next Sunday, January 20th, 3:05 p.m. in New Orleans, the Rams take on the Saints. And then 6:40 in Kansas City, New England versus Kansas City. Now,
I didn't think that they want to have the game time like that, but they have the AFC being the later game. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they rotate it every year. But okay. So here we have possible matchups. New England against New Orleans, Tom Brady versus Drew Brees. Or we have Kansas City, Missouri up against the former St. Louis, Missouri there with the Rams there. So it could be all sorts of, and you'll preview it later on in the week there. But to give you guys a little sneak peek, New England, Kansas City already the betting line is out. They are favored by 3, over under 57, and Rams, New Orleans, the Rams are underdogs by 3 as well. So they're calling for both the home teams, and it should be tremendous, tremendous AFC and NFC championship. Overall, I know your Cowboys played this weekend, the divisional. What did you think of the divisional round this year?
Oh, I thought it was great. Each game was pretty good. Minus the Patriots game, I just thought it would be a bit more competitive. Teams seem to fold when they go up to Foxborough. Good grief. But outside of the Patriots game, I thought that the games were really good this weekend. I thought that they were really good. So, yeah.
All right, Ashley. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. You can see me tweeting on Twitter, AshleyBaker_21. You can find me on Facebook as well, just Ashley Baker, first and last name. Thanks for having me on, Joe. It's always such a pleasure. And I truly appreciate you not giving me such a hard time about my Cowboys, man. I really appreciate that.
Are you talking about the Dallas Cowboys, or are you talking about the new Toronto Cowboys in the Canadian Football League? I don't even think Toronto, Dallas could beat Toronto's team. Never mind. All right. Thanks a lot, Ashley.
All right. Thanks, Joe.